Thursday, the 22nd of August. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today is the feast of the Queenship of the Virgin Mary. And this is a feast that was established by Pope Pius XII in 1954. But it has its roots if we go back and look in Scripture. Because at the Annunciation, the angel Gabriel said that Mary's son would receive the throne of David and rule forever. And at the Visitation, we hear Elizabeth calling Mary the mother of my Lord. And we see as we watch through Jesus' life, right up until his death, that Mary is there, standing beside him, close to him. And Jesus, we recognize Jesus as the King of our hearts. Huh? We proclaim Jesus as King. And so we're kind of picking up this idea that Mary is Queen because the mother of a king has immense influence. And then in the early church, in around the 4th century, we hear Saint Ephrem calling Mary Lady and Queen. And then later church fathers and doctors continue to use those titles. And so we hear prayers and hymns like Hail Holy Queen and Hail Queen of Heaven. And these ideas are found in the rosary that the Dominicans developed and in the Franciscan crown, as well as in numerous other places where Mary is asked to pray for us in the litanies. In our modern era, perhaps this idea of queens and kings is not so popular. I know some people find it very difficult to think about kings and queens. But when we're thinking about Jesus and Mary, we mustn't think about people who are sitting on a throne and having other people serve them, because that's exactly the opposite of what Jesus says that being a leader is all about. And in fact, it's also the opposite of what Mary says being a leader is all about. If we go and have a look at Mary's Magnificat, which we were looking at earlier this week, that second part, remember what Mary says? She says that God has scattered those who are proud, and he has brought down rulers from their thrones and has lifted up the humble. He fills the hungry with good things and sends the rich away empty. That's the kind of leadership that Mary and Jesus are interested in. Jesus says to us after he's washed his disciples' feet, I have done this so that you might follow me, that you might do the same thing. And we often talk about servant leadership. So when we see Mary being a leader, it's like at the wedding of Cana, where she sees, it's not her wedding, she's not responsible, but she sees something is going wrong. And at once she goes to Jesus and says, you have to fix the problem. That's the kind of leader Mary is. Mary's the kind of leader who's paying attention, who's seeing where is something not going well, and who does something about it. And she's also the kind of leader, and this is very important, she doesn't point us to her. She points us always to Jesus, just as she did at Cana. The first thing she does when she sees something is not quite right is she takes us to her son. And she says to us, like she said to the people at the wedding, to the servers at the wedding, do whatever Jesus tells you. That's what Mary says to you and me. And let's close our eyes now. Let's ask that we might be leaders like Mary, leaders who say yes to God, leaders who are ready to serve, and leaders who are awake to what's going on around us so that we can see, does something need to happen? Should I do it? Yes. Mary, we ask you to pray for us, that we might say yes to God as you said yes to God, that we might be responsive and see what is needed, and be generous with our lives and our time and our money and our resources and our lunches at school if those are needed. We ask this, trusting in your prayer for us, knowing that you pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.